prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means that this is the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Coach Rob Bregish. We'll have him on in just a second. Just want to remind people of a couple things. First of all, we have a fantastic deal on Jigsaw's Vitamin B Complex, all activated forms of B vitamins, and sustained release. So you don't have to take it multiple times a day, and you can get that at the Superhuman Radio website. Click the banner ad, use the coupon code that's provided on the banner ad to save 10% off. Also, take the challenge. Stop taking fish oil supplements and start eating a piece of salmon a few times a week. And there's no better salmon than that from Vital Choice. This is wild Alaskan sockeye salmon, flash frozen on the boat, and delivered right to your door for cheaper, than you could get it at a local store. So check them out as well. And without further delay.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Bregish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Good, very good. I feel like a very fortunate man today.
Tell me why, because last time we had you on the show, you were struggling with some back problems, right?
I incurred a very serious lower back injury last Monday, but as I sit here now, I feel 100% fully healed. And this is the second day of having no pain, zip, zero. You know, the reason? To bridging.
Really?
Frankly. Yeah, wall, specifically it was wall walking, but a form of bridging. You know, I don't have time for all the particulars here, but the simple act of bending backwards seems to initiate healing. And it boils down to this. When I normally do this to my back, it takes about a month to get back in the game. Literally 1 week. It just blew me away.
Interesting. I got to try this. So yeah. It's not really the bridging. It's the wall walking. It's getting into that bending over backwards position.
Yeah, any type of bridging is going to bend the spine backwards. But when you do so, at least from my reading, it's pumping fluid, blood, into the spine, into the discs, which we know are notoriously slow to heal because the blood flow is poor.
Right.
And it seems to naturally realign your spine.
Wow, that's very
cool.
But wall walking is a bit more extreme, right? That's where you're really, like you probably should start out bridging before you try wall walking, right?
Yeah. It takes quite a while to work up to the flexibility and strength to walk up and down the wall. But, you know, once you're able to do it, what I found is as long as I bridge at least once a week, wall walk once a week, I have no problems with my lower back. If I do not, my lower back, you know, for lack of a better term, feels fragile.
Really interesting. Wow, there's a valuable piece of information right there you won't get from your chiropractor. Anything going on at CoachRobBregish.com or FastMuscleBook.com?
Well, FastMuscleBook.com is still the place you want to go. 15 ways to grow drug-free muscle, plus 3 free bonuses. And with an offer like that, you just can't lose. I don't have an announcement this week, but I'm going to have something big next week. So make sure you're tuned in.
Actually, the week after.
The week after, yes.
I'm laying on the beach in Puerto Vallarta next week, for the entire week. I'm working on my vitamin D. So, we have a question from Bill Ayers. He said, I'm using your Synthogen, and I must say, it's working as advertised. I can work out a lot more frequently, and I've noticed I can do a lot more volume during my workouts, too. Is that ideal, ramping up the volume when using it? Interesting. Obviously, you don't want to use something that's going to make you overtrain. Good question.
Right. Now, it might be. But first, let's rewind to review some of the fundamentals. If you're not growing, you know, and it's your training that's suffering, the answer lies in one of three areas: intensity, volume, or frequency. And of those, intensity is far and away the most crucial of the three to get it right. So let's focus there first. The only problem is, how do you define intensity? You know, it's not a subjective feeling. That's far too unreliable. Usually, what this means is adding weight or reps to an exercise. That's a time-tested way to trigger muscle growth. But it has its disadvantages, too. You know, continually topping yourself from workout to workout is difficult. It's just, it takes a very, very heavy toll on the athlete, especially as he ages. So he's also going to be prone to getting to the body adapting to reps, which is the variable that it adapts to the quickest. So let's use dumbbell bench as an example. Here's how to get around that. I have 2 to 3 workouts where I shoot for a 7-rep maximum, and thereafter I'll have 2 to 3 workouts where I gun for a 5-rep max, slightly heavier weight, and then a couple of workouts with 3-rep max. So in that fashion, your body never adapts to a particular rep range. That's your first order of business. Immediately after that, I like to tackle what I call tempo contrast sets. And there I pick an exercise like the hammer strength bench press. You're really going to lower the weight here. And the objective is to perform 5 to 9 reps with a 6-second negative and an explosive positive. You know, that results in a time under tension anywhere from 30 to 60 seconds, which is closely tied to muscle growth. So using the same weight, you proceed to do another set with 6-second positives and a 1 or 2 second negative. You know, you're going to be shocked at what you find. With respect to synthogen and ramping up training volume, yes, it excels at allowing you to train at a very high frequency level. And a little experiment was carried out by one of my customers. I can't recall his name right now. But you can try to train almost every day for 3 weeks. And he only experienced a performance decrement in the 4th week. So, you know, that fits nicely with pushing the throttle for 3 weeks and then deloading for 1, which is something we've talked about before. But, yeah, synthogen can be really useful in that respect.
Interesting. Let's go to Joey Lash. Joey Lash says, I really like your ideas on nootropics and had a lot of success with your NeuroBolt special report. The stack in that document are amazing. What's your favorite nootropic and why?
You know, for a long time, I didn't think nootropics did much of anything. You know, I'd take them and nothing earth-shattering happens. Part of the problem is that they're subtle and they don't register like these high stimulant pre-workouts. It's my opinion that most of these nootropics need a driver of sorts, meaning, you know, at least some stimulant. So one nootropic, though, I'm a big believer in, and this is my favorite, alpha-GPC. It's got some decent research behind it showing some pretty impressive strength increases, likely owing to the fact it ups acetylcholine levels in the brain. You know, there's also research showing more GH when it's dosed pre-workout. But in my opinion, that doesn't amount to much, even over the long term. Even real GH takes months, right, to show any results. But on the other side of the coin, every little bit helps. I have had some of my best workouts on the stuff, and I do not think that's any coincidence. The field has a lot of potential. In fact, I think tapping the brain to better fire and synchronize motor units, you know, your muscles in unison, is the next frontier of supplementation. What's really needed then is something that allows you to contract more muscle groups all at once, you know, for it's then when you can really up your strength. You know, imagine if it could increase your strength just 10%. That's 30 pounds on a 300-pound bench, you know, which is significant. Furthermore, if you're using the tempo contrast method, the slow stuff I discussed before, the benefits start piling up exponentially because using a heavier weight while moving slower is very, very effective, as in you'll build up 3 times the amount of muscle and 5 times the strength versus people that just sling the weight to 1 or 2 second positives or negatives. Nootropics can really make a difference in that environment. So it's worth experimenting with them. The ideal is something that increases your numbers without rattling you and leading to a big cortisol rise. And those are, that's nootropics' real advantage over a quote-unquote pre-workout. They can fire up your brain to help you lift more muscle without releasing massive amounts of cortisol. A couple others that you might want to look into, acetyl L-carnitine.
Yeah, I like that.
DMAE, dimethyl amino ethanol, and L-tyrosine, not acetyl L-tyrosine, despite what you're going to read. Huperzine A and phenylparacetam are all worthy of your experimentation. Now, take careful notes. It's likely you're going to hit upon a stack that does the job. I outlined 4 to 5 in my special report, NeuroBolt, and as you can see, Joey's quite impressed, and they are. They're great stacks. Blows my mind they're not on the market.
Yeah, you know what? You know what's really funny? So I learned something at the Arnold from Dr. Bill Seeds.
Yeah.
If you are going to go out drinking, it's a birthday party. It's like the twice a year that you go out and you actually drink.
Yeah.
For a large person, 3 grams. For a small person, 1.5 to 2 grams. You can even go up to 4 grams of acetyl L-carnitine.
Yeah.
About an hour before you go out drinking, no hangover the next day.
Really?
Zero hangover.
Wow.
Unbelievable. I tried it when I was in Columbus, and it really, really works.
The things you do in the name of science.
Yeah, so. There you go. Well, you know what the irony is, that acetyl L-carnitine is known to be able to get past the blood-brain barrier, so it actually does protect the brain against the damaging effects of alcohol. So there you go.
Yeah.
This comes from Steve Cebulski. How do you say his name?
I think it's Cybulski.
Cybulski. Okay, I'm sorry, Steve. I butchered your name. You keep talking about more body weight stuff when we get older. Why?
You know, when I do the show, I guess I have a natural tendency to bias the information to what I'm doing, meaning what's working for me in the gym. But hear me out on this. It's important to you, too. Why? Because if you're really committed to training, that's exactly where things are going. You know, let's say you're 20 and you're listening to me. A few weeks ago, I gave recommendations for body weight work. So at age 20, around 20% of your training should be body weight stuff. And I think I made the point, your age is a good indicator of the percentage of body weight stuff you should be practicing. In some cases, this should be a little more and some a little less, but, you know, your age should be in the ballpark. If you take a look at a guy like me, you know, lately I've been chasing too many PRs on big lifts. I'm talking 800-plus pound leverage squats, 150-pound dumbbell rows, and dumbbell benches with 130 pounds. Now, listen, those are far from world records, but for me, they're pretty substantial, doubly so at age 47. It is no coincidence, as I sit here now, talking to you, my right knee hurts. My back was severely injured. I have tendonitis in my right elbow. That's going nowhere. And now I've got something going on in my left bicep. So stop right there. Do you think my body's trying to tell me something?
Yeah.
The answer, of
but
course.
But, Rob, ignore it. I'm telling you, ignore it.
So says the guy who had a severed tricep.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You know, the bottom line is this. If I keep chasing heavier weights, where do you think I'll be in 10 years? Squatting 1,000 pounds or doing rows with 200? Not likely. I'm going to be hurt and maybe hurt bad. My point is this. As you age, and it's happening to everyone as I speak, you can get stronger with weight. What doesn't keep pace, at least in my case, is your joints, your tendons and ligaments. These things get stiff, they tear, and God forbid, they tear off the bone. It happens. And if you're in this thing for life, you have to deal with it, or at least plan for it. I am well aware that my day of reckoning is fast approaching, meaning I'm going to have to give up late and change what I'm doing or suffer the consequences. Here's the bottom line. A person either hates losing enough to change or he hates changing enough to lose. Make sure you're in the former, not the latter.
I like that. So, but I don't believe you have to give up weight. I really don't.
Well, again, I'm not saying you do, but if you use, how old are you, 57?
I'm 59. I'll be 59 in a couple months.
Okay, so roughly 60% of your stuff should be body weight and 40%, about 60% body weight, 40% weight. That's just my opinion.
No, I understand, but I mean, I'm training, okay, because of my lumbar spine issue, which really is not from lifting, by the way. It's from sitting, okay? I am sure of this, okay? I know a lot of people who have never been in the gym. They have the same L4, L5, L5S1 compression I do. Okay? So this is an epidemic. And most of the people that I see at the chiropractor, they're not athletic types. They're overweight, but they share something in common with me. And that is I sit for, I don't know how many hours a day working. Okay? I mean, the greatest thing that I am looking forward to going to Mexico is not, I'm going to lay on the beach and I'm going to walk on the beach every morning, every afternoon and do things and be active. I'm not going to be sitting because I don't have to work. With that being said, short of the lumbar spine compression and having to eliminate the squat and the deadlift for now, I am just as strong as I've ever been. I mean, I regularly leg press 1,300 to 1,400 pounds for reps. And I don't, when people say reps, they go, oh, I did two reps. No. Two reps is a double, three reps is a triple, four and above is reps.
Right.
Okay, so I regularly leg press heavy, I regularly chest press, I regularly row very, very heavy weights, as heavy as anybody at my gym who appears to be very strong, and I'm going to be 59 years old. So I here's the thing I do agree with you on. And actually, I'm seeing a lot more results with my physique today. Why? Let me give you an example of what I've learned to do. So I do five giant sets of whatever body part I'm training. That's my opening movement. And then I do a bunch of accessory work after that. I hit my heaviest weight on my third giant set. My fourth, I start coming down. And my fifth, I don't even do all the reps that I could do if I wanted to push. There's a reason for that, okay? I don't want to exhaust myself any longer. That's not the goal. The goal is to maintain strength, build more muscle mass as I age. I don't have to bury myself into the ground. I'm not proving anything to my younger self anymore. I know I can do that stuff. I don't have to. It's not even sensible. So what I'm doing differently now is something that you've always espoused. And that was, I'm starting to govern and meter my training. I'm not going all out every single session. Like today's session, I had to train shoulders today. After my third set, my fourth and fifth set, I actually started going back up the rack in my shoulder presses.
Wow.
Because I hit a heavy third set. It was very heavy. It was exhausting. It went to failure. How many times do I have to go to failure in a single workout? Once. That's it.
Mentzer used to tell me, he said, when you walk into a room and you flick the light switch on, how many times do you have to flick?
Yeah.
You know, what happens when you keep flicking it? Burns out.
You burn out the ball. That's a really great analogy. I've finally gotten that. And my objective is, and I will stay this strong for as long as I can. And I don't know what that's going to be, but I'm sure as hell going to stay this strong through my 60s. Because 59 is here. And I'm getting stronger in some lifts. I'm definitely maintaining strength. And the other day, my friend Marcus, who's a powerlifter, a competitive powerlifter, and he's my age. He's a little guy. He's like 80 something pounds and he's got a 400 pound deadlift.
Wow.
Right. Maybe he's more than 80. Maybe he's 100, 110 or something, but still the point, you get it, right? And so he was warming up the other day and he had 315 on the bar and I was just dying to go pull it. And I went and pulled it for three quick reps and my back felt fine. I know that I'm going to be deadlifting again and I know I still have the strength that I had before. But the bottom line is I've actually become smarter about the way I train. And my body is paying me back because it's growing again.
Yeah.
So, but I do agree body weight is important. There's no doubt about it. I do body weight at home when I'm not going to the gym, if I'm just doing cardio. I definitely think there's a place for it. There's no doubt about it. But I just don't think that you have to do backing off the weights as you get older. In fact, there's a lot of guys on the internet that we see that are in their 70s pulling 500-pound deadlifts.
Wow.
I just saw a video the other day.
God bless him.
77 years old. Guy pulled 505, I think.
God bless him.
So, but again, what I've learned from you is don't try to get there in one day. You know?
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's right. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And on that note, we're going to take a break. And if you want to learn more, if this is your first time ever hearing the show, go to fastmusclebook.com and learn how to put on some very, very fast muscle. And the book's free. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in BioSuperfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. BioSuperfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any BioSuperfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why BioSuperfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So Bobby Brown says, I'm a fat guy and have been for all my life. While I can put muscle on easily, I'm forever trying to lose fat. I do cardio 5 times a week for 30 minutes, and I practice HIIT whenever I can. I train 3 times a week following your power program. The loading patterns you keep talking about, I'm sorry, that was a continuation of that sentence. They work incredibly well, but I still can't get rid of the belly fat. I do sleep poorly, but that's been going on for years. And he just said that he's been fat his whole life. There's definitely a correlation to sleep. I do have a good diet, and I keep calories at 500 calories below maintenance. And that's roughly a 3,600 calorie a day per day deficit. That can't be right. He means
for a week.
Yeah, maybe for a week. So how come I'm not losing weight?
Well, you know, this is an example, great example of a guy with good intentions, but several parts of his program are misguided. For example, you know, his goal seems to be losing weight, not losing fat. Big difference. So let's talk about it. First of all, his training, it's all wrong to burn fat. Maybe not all wrong, but there's a lot of room for improvement. And when I say training, I mean with weights. It's great that he's getting stronger, but he's training in the wrong part of the energy triangle. So if you will, picture a triangle with power athletes in the top corner, long-distance runners in the right corner, and wrestlers in the left corner. You know, what those corners represent are the various energy systems your body fuels off of for those activities. So as it stands now, he's in the upper part of the triangle, pretty much, where powerlifters and sprinters reside. So for fat loss, you want to be rotating through all three parts of that energy triangle. And that, by the way, came from Leo Costa. I learned that from him. You may want to perform 3 workouts a week using lactic acid tolerance training. What that involves is you know, rifling through 6 to 8 compound exercises back to back to back with no rest between those exercises. When you're done with that circuit, rest for a minute and repeat it up to 5 times. Now, you're not going to get 5 out of the gate. You got to build up to it over time. It's a lot to deal with if you pick the right weights. Your 4th session of the week should be a heavy one, with meaning longer rest periods between sets, at least 3 minutes. If you want to use my loading patterns, use either German loading pattern 1 or 1 workout a week to a new peak. Both of those are ideal. But heavy weights, long rest periods, that alone should be enough to get fat loss going, in some cases without cardio. If you wish to add cardio, I'd suggest 2 HIIT sessions per week, done on days where you're not weight training. That's your, you know, that's your training. Now on the diet. Instead of chronically being in a caloric deficit, instead you want to match your energy intake to your training. Maintenance calories on days you train with weights, and up to 50% of those coming in the 2 hours after your workout. Sub-maintenance levels can be performed on your cardio or off days. Now, finally, we get to your sleep. If you don't get this in order, fat loss is real difficult. People need to understand, when you don't sleep or you sleep poorly, your adrenals pump out massive amounts of cortisol. The cortisol then steers, so to speak, the calories that you eat towards fat. And in men, it's towards the lower abdomen. I would recommend, to rectify this, you experiment with ZMA, zinc magnesium aspirate, GABA, gamma aminobutyric acid, and melatonin before bed. Collectively, they could zonk a horse. If that doesn't work, I would support a sleep study to determine what your issue is. Yeah, there's going to be some financial outlay, but this kind of stuff is important, real important. Get that fixed. Make these changes to your training and diet, and you'll lose weight. You won't just lose weight. You will lose body fat and not muscle. In fact, you'll probably build some muscle. So get a body fat test or otherwise take measurements. They are a far more accurate indicator of your progress versus the scale.
I'd like to contribute something to this discussion.
Yeah, sure.
And this is something that I've been doing for a long time. And it really works. I guarantee it works. In fact, if you follow my suggestions and it doesn't work, I'll send you the money for the glasses. Go on Amazon.com and look for Blue Blocker Skypers, Skypers. They're very cheap. They're like $5 to $7 a pair. They're actually designed to fit over eyewear. So if you wear glasses, this is going to work really good for you. These are blue blocking lenses. They're like an orange colored lens. I track my sleep meticulously. And it wasn't until I started doing what I'm about to describe to you that my sleep didn't start to really improve. And I have a good friend in California who's been trying to get off of blood pressure meds for a long time.
Yeah.
He's probably diabetic. His blood sugar does run very high. That's where the blood pressure's come from. His whole problem has been sleep. And he messaged me the other day. His doc is taking him off of the blood pressure meds. His sleep has been fantastic for the past few months. He's even losing weight, he said. Okay, so here's the deal. You get blue blocker glasses and you put them on at 7 p.m. at night and then go about your business. Watch television, which you probably do. Work on your computer, which you probably do. Look at your iPhone, which you probably do. And you're blocking the blue light that keeps melatonin from being produced. Because here's the problem with taking melatonin at bedtime, but just getting right up from watching television for the past 3 hours, and now it's 9 o'clock, and you go to your bed and you throw in 3, 6, 12, 20 milligrams of melatonin. That melatonin goes through you pretty quickly within a few hours. And guess what? You wake up 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning. You're like, oh my God, why am I wide awake now? Okay. It's because your adrenals never shut down. They're seeing blue light. Blue light is in the sky in the daytime. Red light is in the sky at nighttime. And because that artificial blue light bleeding out of your TV, bleeding out of your iPhone, bleeding out of your computer, whatever it is that you're looking at all night, it's telling you that it's daylight out. Now all of a sudden you want to jump in bed in 15 seconds. You want all the daytime equipment to shut off because you want to go to sleep. Doesn't work that way. Okay? Get yourself a pair of cheap blue blocker glasses. Put them on at 7 p.m. And I know what's going to happen. You're gonna message us and say, I can't believe it. It's the first night I slept good in I don't know how long. People don't realize. They don't get it. You've been exposed to artificial blue light before bed since you were a little kid. Unless you grew up when Rob and I grew up and there was black and white TVs. Well, I'm even older than Rob, so maybe he doesn't remember them. But the bottom line is this. Put the blue blockers on at 7 p.m. Go to bed around 9. You're going to want to go to bed. By 9 o'clock, you're going to be yawning. Take your melatonin, take the supplements that Rob just mentioned, get in bed, leave the glasses on until the lights go out, take them off and go to sleep and watch what happens. And do this for a week straight and watch what happens. You will unlock deep sleep that you probably haven't experienced in a long time. And people can't, but Rob, people can't believe it when I tell them this.
That's fascinating. As I sit here listening to it, it's amazing.
Well, because think about it. Our bodies see blue light and think it's daytime. The adrenals are still working. It's not like flipping a switch like, oh, now it's the pulse of melatonin happens at dusk. Why at dusk? Because the blue light in the sky disappears. And that signals the brain that it's nighttime. And that is when the adrenal hormones start to stop being produced. And the sleep hormones like melatonin start being produced. Well, if you're watching TV all night long and then you just shut it off and go to bed, you never signaled your brain it's nighttime.
Right.
I first learned this when I had a woman who, what's her name? It's going to come to me in a second. She wrote a book called Lights Out. And she wrote a book on how to cure diabetes. And you know what the whole book was about, Rob?
No.
Keep the lights off in your house. When it gets dark out, go to sleep. Don't turn the TV. And people were reversing their diabetes. This was back in 2007, 2008. Her last name was Wiley. And C.S. Wiley or C.T. Wiley.
Oh, I think I remember by his name.
Yeah. Lights Out is the book. And the book works. But it's a little too extreme, right? None of us can really go without electricity, you know, and let the house get dark unless you live in a cabin in the mountains, right? We got work to do. So here's the better solution. Put on the blue blockers. Block the blue light, work on your computer, watch television, and you will be sleepy by 9 o'clock.
I'm going to try that.
I'm telling you, Rob, it's Elisa and I, when we have friends stay over, they think we're geeks. We both put our glasses on and we watch television. They're like, what are those? Oh, these help us sleep. They don't get it. A lot of people don't understand. It's the preparation, the hours before you go to bed, that determine whether you're going to sleep well or not. Yeah, it's magic. All right, we're going to take a break. We got lots more good questions to answer. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel.
evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Tony Massaro says, I used to be pretty big and strong, but changed my training to be leaner. It worked, but it looks like I've lost a lot of muscle. My upper body in particular, especially my neck. I measured it, and it's down to 13 inches. Where did I go wrong, and what can I do to fix it? I don't think you went wrong. What do you think?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of question marks here, right? I have no insight into his training, his diets, or his rest habits. I can speculate, though, based on what I've seen, and what I've experienced, the mistakes that I've made. So we'll go over some of those mistakes and then discuss how to fix them. The very first and original sin is when people lighten up on the weights and shoot for higher reps with much shorter rest periods.
Right.
There is a time and a place for that. But some heavy training, even when you're dieting severely, some heavy stuff is mandatory. Here's why. When you lighten up on the weights, no matter how hard you work, no matter how much you knock yourself out, the mind and body sense that, hey, no more heavy weights to lift. Accordingly, there's no reason for these big muscles, you know, to stick around. So you start losing muscle. And you need at least, this is just my take on the matter, you need at least one session every 7 to 10 days, that's heavy. Longer rest periods, at least 3 minutes. Compound movements, the basics. Hard work on the basics is what's on the menu in that workout. Second, don't cut calories or carbs too low. Why? You know, extended periods in a caloric deficit leave very little room for error. You know, people start losing a lot of muscle chasing down that last, whatever, 2% of body fat. Ditto for long periods on ketogenic dieting, at least from what I've seen. Now, yes, it's better than straight low-calorie dieting for most people, but it ultimately isn't the best diet to build muscle. The solution, in my mind, is to zigzag calories, whether you're low-carbing it or not, and match your energy intake to your training, like we discussed in the prior example. And doing that will prevent the downshift in your metabolic rate that occurs to match a consistent lower energy intake. Sleep, as in the prior example, incredibly important. Make sure you have that in order, along with training and diet. Now, provided those requirements are satisfied, now we can talk about supplements. Supplements are more important when you're in a caloric deficit, in my opinion, than when you're on maintenance or you're bulking. Typically, after a few weeks of dieting, your body senses the depletion in chemical energy in your muscles, right? Primarily ATP, and it then shifts into a catabolic state. Worse, your performance in the gym starts to suffer, right, because of that, and you lack the energy to do justice to your workouts. At this point, a lot of people resort to, if they haven't already, resort to pre-workout stimulants, which just makes the problem worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll drive you harder in the gym, but most stimulants will take out more than they put back. Keep overdrawing your account, just like the bank. Keep overdrawing it. Eventually, you're overdrawn. You know, not where you want to be. If I do say so myself, Synthogen was custom made for this scenario. And one look at the ingredient panel will tell you why. It's all about putting back chemical energy, better than any product on the market. I'm just going to say it because it's true. People know it. It puts back better than any product on the market, which is why people recover so fast. It does that with 16 different ingredients that dramatically accelerate recovery and wound healing. If you look at training as an agitation, a as the Bulgarians called it. It wounds the body. Synthogen's also going to jack up nucleotide pools, and it makes you an ATP factory, because in addition to using straight ATP, it supplies a rare but incredibly important, or potent, rather, ingredient called orotic acid. It directly boosts ATP, but more importantly, it regenerates it three different ways, and it's responsible for those nucleotide pools I spoke about. And it boosts carnosine synthesis as well, so it does everything beta-alanine does. Quite honestly, that would be the only one that I would take while dieting. You might want to look into creatine. Some people are a little iffy with creatine, say it makes them hold water, but creatine generally is not subject to that. Those two would be my picks. It really shines on a diet, you know, so give what I just suggested a try. I know you'll be pleased, and you'll regain some of that muscle.
Hopefully. Well, and plus if he's lean now, right, if he's like lean,
right,
and he adds that muscle back now, he's going to look amazing. And he's gonna
right.
The muscle will come right back. It's going to come right back. It always does.
Yeah, it's a tough place to be.
Yeah, I know. We get used to occupying a certain amount of real estate on the planet, and when we start to shrink, even though we look better, you know, a lot of people, they look more muscular when they lean out, and even if they lose a little muscle weight, but yet they look more muscular than when they're soft and padded looking.
Right.
But yet they're not comfortable with it because they're used to occupying a certain amount of space on the planet, and they just don't feel right. I think part of the whole becoming accustomed, a part of the whole weight loss scenario is becoming accustomed to that weight as well.
Yeah.
You know, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Paul DiMaria. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking. Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So Paul DeMaria says, quick question, Rob. What do you think of stim-free pre-workouts?
I don't think they sell very well.
They don't?
You know, primarily because people don't feel the rush like when you use the stimulants. There's a market for stim-free products, but it's a lot smaller than the rest of the field. You know, primarily, I've looked at them, they seem to focus on nitric oxide type ingredients and pump. They're pump products. I see that as misguided, so let's talk about why. There's no question the pump's a great feeling. You sit here, you know, with muscles all engorged with blood, and you look and feel a lot bigger. The reality is it's temporary, and no amount of agmatine, arginine alpha-ketoglutarate, glutarate, or citrulline is going to grow new muscle, at least not without overload. If you want the best pump of your life, here's a tip for you, the absolute best pump of your life. Eat a half of a big watermelon or a whole smaller one, and then go train. People who have tried that can't believe it. And the reality is watermelon is rich in L-citrulline, much more so than any supplement you can take. It'll also result in a rise in insulin, which plays a crucial role combating cortisol. Again, the people that have experimented with this just couldn't believe the pump they got. Nevertheless, here's what you want to be looking for if you're looking for a stim-free. L-tyrosine, 3 grams, a gram to a gram and a half of phosphatidylcholine, and DMAE, dimethylaminoethanol, but 200 to 300 milligrams. If you take that on an empty stomach 30 minutes prior to training, you know, you can take 2 servings if one isn't cutting it, but start with one. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. I don't know. I wish people appreciated them more. That's my own closing thought on that.
Yeah. You want to roll right into the blueprint tip of the day?
Yeah, sure.
What is the blueprint tip of the day?
It is a primer on fighting FDA tyranny and lazy doctors. So recently, Scott T. wrote me on Facebook. He said, "Hi, Rob, how are you? Good friend of mine has just been diagnosed with ALS at 52. He's starting to lose feeling and getting some numbness in his hands and his arms. I'm devastated for him. I know the outcomes aren't good. What's more, he's a kung fu master, and he'll soon lose being able to do what he loves. I was wondering if you know of anything supplement-wise that can slow it down." My knee-jerk reaction was, first, you need to go listen to that episode with Leo Costa a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
have three strokes in 3 weeks saved my life. Now, I was kind of half listening to it, half clean. If memory serves, he was completely paralyzed.
On one side. On one side, yeah.
Well, one side. But use the Bulgarian principles to regain everything. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So 100% movement in all his limbs. Now, remember what he was told. He was told total paralysis, one side.
Right.
Another thing you might want to take advantage of is the Life Extension Foundation and their alliance with artificial intelligence. What that means is this. There are over 10 million medical studies out there on various diseases, drugs, and treatments. No doctor, no human being could possibly review all of them. Artificial intelligence can. It's scary when you think about it. There's always, always, always hope. You know, and as an aside, using this artificial intelligence, the Life Extension Foundation helped cure a person with a quote-unquote terminal disease. You know, think about that. Let it really sink in. Artificial intelligence came up with answers that cured a terminal patient. So I then wrote to him after some more research on my part. I found pretty good documentation that the non-essential amino acid L-serine is of benefit, so much so that there are FDA-approved clinical trials to evaluate the safety and the efficacy of it. I would add creatine to that, no question, and pointed him to a website that really was at the forefront of cutting-edge research on treating ALS. It would make sense to me that nootropics might also help, so I've been focusing my efforts there. He wrote back and he said he couldn't believe it. He couldn't wait to forward this information to him. You know, all of that after the doctors gave him a grim prognosis. Generally, once a person is diagnosed with ALS, the average survival time is something like 3 to 5 years. And in 10% of cases, they live for 10 years or more. Essentially, they left him with no hope. Now, why is it a schmuck like me, with no doctor title, no formal education on the subject, no clinical experience, can find some solutions, or at least hope, and these guys can't? I'm going to tell you why. Because they don't have the time. They don't have the energy. And sadly, a lot of them don't even have the inclination to look in areas beyond their Bibles, which is the Journal of the American Medical Association, the New England Journal of Medicine, etc. All right. We now turn our attention to Kratom. The DEA and FDA conspired to make it a Schedule I controlled substance. In the dark of night, when they thought nobody was paying attention, they attempted to schedule it with no public comment period. No real case against it, and no say from people using it to kick opioid addiction, erase pain, and live a productive life. We all know why. They're protecting Big Pharma's pain meds.
Yeah.
Now, as it stands, we haven't won that war yet. But even if it ended today and they scheduled it, we did expose them for overstepping their bounds, attempting to take away yet another effective supplement and lying, absolutely lying, saying that it was deadly and saying that it was an opioid. We were able to stop them because of, in part, organization, the American Kratom Association. They were ready. They got over 20,000 people, including yours truly, to sign a petition. And they were in Washington engaging senators and representatives sympathetic to their constituents' feelings. There is a lesson there, and the lesson is this. We collectively need to be prepared, organized, and quick to respond like that to FDA tyranny. Because when the final chapter on Kratom is written, it's going to serve as a pointed reminder to be vigilant. Either way, either, you know, it gets scheduled or not. That was the lesson of Kratom. So wherever you are in your journey in physical culture, you need to be vigilant too. Understand that even if you don't use Kratom, you need to sign petitions. You need to call your state representatives and congressmen and be heard. You know, sign up for mailing lists. They will alert you to any FDA actions. They will help guide you on how to respond and who to contact. So as with the example of ALS, understand that there's always a way. Always. In terms of psychology and how you think, that's the only way.
So ALS is a type of sclerosis of the brain, like multiple sclerosis, but it's right. A sclerosis that affects a certain area of the brain. What people need to do is they need to pay attention to some of the works that we've done here on multiple sclerosis. We've done these are autoimmune disorders. They have origins in gut issues, and when I say gut issues, dietary related gut issues. Dr. Terry Wahl, WAHL, who created the Wahl Protocol, who was on my show many years ago. She is a physician who suffered from multiple sclerosis and eventually was wheelchair bound, and she wasn't going to be able to practice medicine. And she started to look at dietary interventions that affect autoimmune disorders. She completely reversed her multiple sclerosis. Completely. I mean, she rides her bicycle to work now. I would suggest to anybody who has ALS to look for the Walls, WAHLS protocol by Dr. Terry Walls. Read that book, adapt those strategies, and watch what happens.
Yeah.
Because multiple sclerosis, these diseases that we have all of a sudden bumper crops of them in our population can all be traced back to metabolic origins. All of them. All of them. So you know, that's another thing I would suggest. Look for the Walls Protocol, WAHLS. There you go.
And you know, the SHR universe holds a lot of expertise. So please, if you have anything related to this, ALS, let us know. Let us know, because we do need to help. So final order of business, if I may?
Yes, please.
Last week, somebody wrote in, what's the best product to take with Synthogen? The answer is Adaptogen N. That product is now on 15% off at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Right.
When you use the discount code SUPERHUMAN, just write the two words out, SUPERHUMAN. It is a fantastic test booster and adaptogen, and it's like peanut butter and jelly with Synthogen.
Yeah, and we will have a lot more stuff from bodybuildingsupplements.com because they are coming aboard as a sponsor, so you'll be hearing more about them on the show. Very
Amazing.
Excited about that. Well, that's it. That's all we got. And tomorrow we have a show, and then Thursday I leave for Mexico, and I won't be back until the following week.
Oh, I envy you.
I envy me. I can't wait to go. If I could go now, I would. But
okay.
Still, there's still work to be done. All right, Rob, thanks so much, brother.
Thank you, Carl.
And we'll see you by tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.